A reading from the Gospel of St. John, the 10th chapter, verses 22 to 42. At that time, the feast of dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not part of my flock. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." The Jews picked up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of them are you going to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "It is not for a good work that we're going to stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said you are gods'? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father consecrated and sent into this world, 'You are blaspheming because I said I am the Son of God'? If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Again they sought to arrest him, but he escaped from their hands. He went away again across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing at first, and there he remained. And many came to him, and they said, "John did no sign, but everything that John said about this man was true." And many believed in him there. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor John Stenfeld, Christ Lutheran Church, Austin, Texas.
Do you hear it? Listen. We hear it in God's house. We hear it in the quiet of our bedroom or through the noise of our workplace. Amidst the clamor of this world and the commotion of our lives, we hear it. The soft, soothing voice of our shepherd, Jesus, forgiving our sins and giving us the assurance of our salvation. His voice comes to us as we read the Holy Scriptures. His voice comes to us as our pastor pronounces the absolution of our sins. And his voice comes to us in the reception of Holy Communion as Jesus says to us, "This is my body and this is my blood given and shed for you." I love the Greek construction of this text because it's what my old Greek professor used to call an ou me construction. Those two words, ou and me, are both negatives, meaning no or not. Unlike in English, where a double negative makes a positive, in Greek, a double negative means extreme negative. It's used for emphasis. Thus, this would best be translated, "In no way," or "By no means, can anyone or anything ever snatch, steal, or drag us out of Jesus' hands. It simply cannot be done." What a comfort that knowledge is. Eternal life with God is my certain reward. No one can take it away from me. As Luther wrote in his wonderful hymn, "A Mighty Fortress," "And take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife, let these all be gone, they yet have nothing won, the kingdom ours remaineth." In this world, everything we have is fair game to the attacks of Satan. He can take away everything we own, everything we have, everything we love, and everything we have accomplished. But he cannot take away our salvation. In Galatians 3, St. Paul wrote that all of us who are baptized into Christ have clothed ourselves with Him. We, through baptism, have been joined with Christ Jesus in His death and resurrection. And thus we have been clothed with His righteousness. In the words of the Lord recorded by Isaiah, though our sins were like scarlet, they are now white as snow. Though they were red like crimson, they are now like wool. Through our baptism, God made us His woolly white forgiven sheep who hear, know, and follow the voice of our shepherd. What a blessing it is to know that no one can snatch us out of the hands of God, and no one can steal us away from Him. The eternal life that Jesus won for us is a done deal. By faith, it is already our possession. We are God's sheep. We have been washed in the blood of our shepherd, and thus we know and follow His voice. And though sometimes, like sheep, we do wander away from our shepherd, He never loses sight of us. We are always within the protective care of His loving and mighty hands. To God be the glory for the gift of His Son, our Savior and Shepherd, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We thank Pastor John Stenfeld for this meditation on God's Word.